Hello everybody and welcome to this Sunday sermon, which is the 26th Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, presenting and producing this program. Today we see the story told by Jesus about the rich man who feasted every day, and the poor man named Lazarus, who stayed at his gate begging for food to survive. Jesus describes the man who is rich in a very clear way. He wore a purple robe. A finely woven linen tunic was considered the height of luxury. The rich man doesn't need to work, so he feasts like this every day. He enjoyed his life here on earth until the day he died. And the parable says he was just buried. But he ended up in Hades, which is a place of great torture and thirst and suffering forever and ever. What did he do to deserve such a punishment? He had not ordered Lazarus to be removed from his gate. He had made no objections to his receiving the bread that was flung away from his table. The sin of the rich man, otherwise often known as Dives, was that he never noticed Lazarus, that he accepted him as part of the landscape and simply thought it perfectly natural and inevitable that Lazarus should lie in pain and hunger while he wallowed in luxury. As someone said, it was not what Dives did that got him into death and jail. It was what he did not do that got him into hell. The sin of Dives was that he could look on the world's suffering and need and feel no answering sword of grief and pity pierce his heart. He looked at a fellow man, hungry and in pain, and did nothing about it. His was the punishment of the man who never noticed. He has enough riches to help Lazarus have a better life, but he never even noticed him. So his sin was he ignored or deliberately chose not to see Lazarus. And we wonder why Lazarus, the poor man, got such a beautiful reward in the afterlife. What did he do to deserve that? Let me go back to the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus mentions, "Blessed you who hunger and thirst, you shall be satisfied." Remember, he is not glorifying poverty, and we should never justify poverty and the inequalities that exist in our present world, when in fact over 80% of the world's population are living in abject poverty, meaning they have a severe lack of food, clothing, shelter, and education is something they cannot even dream about. They just survive. But what did Lazarus do, and what does Jesus mean by "blessed are you who hunger and thirst"? For all of us, when we are hungry and thirsty and in pain, the chances are we are nearest to God. If we realize there is nobody to help us, only God. And that's what he means by blessed. Because when you realize that the only one that can help you in all your challenges in life is God. In the very life itself, when it comes to death, the only one to help us is God. So blessed are you when you resign yourself to this fact and put your trust and confidence in God alone. Then you are blessed and you shall be satisfied. So Lazarus obviously reached that stage in his life because he ended up at the side of Abraham, which was the Bible's way of saying nearest to God's bosom. So today's parable should instill in us a sense of helping and doing our best to make this world a better place for everyone. If we have an abundance, we ought to give a good account of how we have used it. Have we experienced the pain and compassion when we see the pain and misfortune that others have and who are less better off than ourselves? We try to reach out and help from the abundance we have, namely riches in both money and possessions, but also in the peace and joy and happiness that we have. If we keep it to ourselves, then it has gone for nothing. Love isn't love until you give it away. And then all of us, rich and poor alike, living in this world, either in a state of poverty or living luxuriously, need to cultivate a sense of dependence on God alone. We need to know that all things of this earth are passing, even our own lives, which we hold on to so dearly. But it is when we give it over to a greater power, which we call God, and which has been manifested to us clearly in the life of Jesus. Then we have directed our lives in the direction of God and everlasting life. We have many blessings, if we could only count them. These blessings can be our children who are good, and we are living a healthy and strong life, free of sickness so far. Be aware that it is only by God's grace that's allowing this to happen to us in our lives. We are not the ones who have made this happen. So as Lazarus obviously did, we put everything in its proper perspective. We owe everything to God. We put our trust in Him alone. As the rich man should have done, we look for those who need our help. Let's nurture bleeding hearts for the misfortunates of this world. We need to ask ourselves what we have done lately to provide food, clothing, shelter, and human kindness to the Lazarus in our midst. J. Forbes wrote, "Nobody gets into heaven without a letter of reference from the poor." Father George Bobosky of the Divine Mercy wrote, "You cannot buy heaven with what you have. You can buy heaven with what you give." May God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday and a wonderful week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola, Zambia, signing off now and wishing you every God's blessings.